Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I'm...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Senor Beaverati?
I'm a ready, and a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday boy or girl.
Starting the show solo today, Will is caught in traffic. God forbid anyone who works on this show learns how to operate within the confines of the patterns of congestion in lovely Northern Virginia. But I'm just thankful his ass is showing up and I have a co-host for the show. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm the guy who runs this thing. You can listen to me live here every Saturday, fcac.org/WEBR from 3 to 4 p.m. And I'm not going anywhere. Despite the complaints of at least one person, one concerned citizen who managed to call into the station and bitch about my antics. More on that person later. I'm not going to say that bitch because that could get me in trouble. But more on them to come. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. That's got an episode for you every Monday and every Thursday, hour long, just enough to piss away some work time. It's also host to my writing, which I put up a couple times a week. Nothing lame and bloggy. Don't worry about that. It's funny stuff. I try to review movies I haven't seen. I talk about items in the news. Let me turn down this crap. I can't concentrate. My headphones are completely shot. I had to switch to the little iPod earbuds because every pair of cans, that's what we call them in the radio biz, every pair of cans here has the right channel fried as they're wont to do with any sort of misuse. Good to see you, Will. Put on your cans, as I was calling them, because we're deep in the radio biz now. They aren't
that
headphones.
Music, too.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
I don't care.
I've had to produce for guys who are like, where's a pair of cans?
That's retarded.
Yeah. I wanted to smack them so promptly and so hard.
What you mean is, and I need to turn off my lock in order for this to work.
Oh, what are we going to play?
Where's a pair of... I have a little toy.
Oh, you did a little prep for the show?
For that... Veronica.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of what got us in trouble. I was finishing up the intro without you.
Oh, okay.
So you got... InPapasBasement.com. That's
the
site.
More social media whoring.
Oh, a little bit.
For that really profound.
You need to not be so butthurt about it. That's nice. What is that? Just a little.
Where do you get your big enough to talk to me like that?
I like this. Even though these headphones are just garbage, by the way, the little earbuds.
Wait, I just noticed why you're wearing those.
Oh, they're the only ones that don't have one of the two headphones fried.
What? Well, actually, today it's backwards. I think it's the left channel, unless I have
or
my
your headphones
are on
turned
backwards.
Around. Yes, that would.
Because I rushed in here.
That would explain it a little more easily, believably.
Sure.
Yeah, not? But everything in here sounds fried. I put these in, they work. They just sound like crap.
Well, yeah, because they're tiny and they cut out like half the frequencies.
Yeah, I sound like a tinny robot. In my own head.
Oh, well. Instead of exactly. Having your thunderous bass.
It'll keep rolling.
Hello, duh.
Show's website is facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Or that's the Facebook page, rather.
Twist. Why don't you just... Well, I guess no, because you kind of have a blog, so it makes sense to have the .com.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, as far as like
I've been
stuff.
Promoting the Facebook page more than the inpapasbasement.com. I have taken a page out of your wise book. And I send everyone on Twitter.
You realize people like Facebook.
Twitter.com/2013.
You
well, people don't like me.
The Facebook thing is starting to catch on a little bit.
It hasn't made much of a difference in conversions for me via Twitter, but it's something, I suppose.
When half the world's population uses it.
Yeah, yeah, it might be a thing.
What do you mean conversions to Twitter?
You know, I hit people up via Twitter, and then the URL that is there isn't in papasbasement.com. It's now facebook.com/papasbasement.
You know you can have both, right?
On Twitter?
I mean, you have one listed as the website, but you can put URLs. We were talking about that with that guy in the hall.
Profile?
Yeah. Like, I do that on the band stuff. Like, I have the .com, and then you have, like, the iTunes links or whatever.
Okay. Well, that's about
They're all clickable.
I'm at Papa's Basement. He's at Billy Basil and at Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. That's his band.
Because we're fancy.
Yeah, he's got two. I've got one.
The old British fella.
Earl Grey tea, the pinky out. You got it. And that's it. We can just get into me bitching that I can't have a normal birthday show because I have to bitch about some bitch that called in. And I know it's a bitch. No one with a bollocks between their legs is going to complain about this show.
I don't know.
Some
one time,
whiny
like,
bitch.
Some old guy calling while we were on the air.
Yeah.
Try to complain. He's like, how did they get away with talking like this?
You know what? He at least had the nuts to do it, like, not to sound completely ghetto, to my face. He at least called in and wanted to express
himself.
Well,
because he's just old and like a senile old fool and didn't realize he was calling the wrong number.
Whoever did this is just tattling to mommy, calling the program director. You missed it. You missed the Senor Beaverotti sample, but those are one of three samples that denote it is indeed the week of my birthday. It's this Tuesday. And usually on these shows, I beg for sex, beg for photographs for those who can't be in person to deliver sex, and beg for gifts.
Have you gotten any ever?
I get the pics.
I was going to say, maybe something that it cranked to.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got emailed stuff from listeners who are like, hey, enjoy this, or texted, or whatever. That usually
comes
through.
Well, it's just a picture of their box?
We can't be vulgar, Will.
Oh.
Well, picture,
literally
titillating
a
parts.
Box.
Yeah, exactly. A birthday present box. That's what you meant. Nothing vulgar about that.
Nope.
I love slang.
That's just so obscure. That
I don't know if I've been using trench lately, which I came up with.
The gully hole.
It's used as both a noun and a verb. Like, I'm going to trench her out. And how is that trench? But again, nothing vulgar. I was talking construction.
I want to gutter.
And civics. Yeah, gutter. once in a while, I get the birthday play, and I get presents more often than play. Play is the least. Then
you have to interact with actual human beings for that.
Yeah, who's a fan of that?
Not me.
Exactly. We sit in this ivory tower of ours, this profane ivory tower, and we pump out vulgarity, destroy the minds of this generation's youth, and then we call it a day.
Shouldn't she be thrilled that someone's even listening to this station?
You know, there's so much I want to put out there. So very much. I want to start by asking what exactly was vulgar, other than the fact that Dullard Veronica, God bless her, who was concussed last week, by the way, so really couldn't talk all that lucidly or control what she was saying. Maybe she shouldn't have been behind the mic, but hey, I like operating with a co-host or co-hostess. She dropped an F-bomb, which was apparently part of the problem.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which, it happens. We're going to get a delay in here soon.
But technically, are we under like FCC regulation?
Kinda. Like, apparently that stuff can more or less go out if we did a 10 p.m. or later show.
So that means it's really up to their discretion.
We were more in trouble, honestly, for what was called indecency, which just means, I guess, we're being dirty. I don't really know what we do that is dirty.
Well,
not
how
to sound
are you supposed
hippie,
to know like what to knock off if she doesn't tell you specifically?
It's like working in radio without the paycheck. But all of the sword of Damocles fun dangling above your head. I only know that through The Simpsons. You looked at me like you don't remember that episode.
No, perched precariously above his head.
Yes, and then when he least expects it. I got my job back.
This isn't some peewee flophouse.
Yeah, not to sound too much like a dirty hippie, because I know we make quote-unquote vulgar jokes. What do I say that's so objectionable?
Well, a litany of things, but
is it anything that really should offend?
It's not, one should be offended by anything.
It's not
if you're offended,
race hate. It's not terrorism.
Turn the damn station off. How about that?
Well, that's really what I was thinking of, because the kids might be listening card was played on me. And again, this was Okay. All relayed to me by our delightful program director, Miriam. I have no beef with Miriam. She's a great chick. All she does is relay the bitching that is hurled at her by the idiots listening to this.
If your children are sitting around the house watching Channel 37 on TV or whatever, they are going to grow up to be school shooters.
They're autistic. Let's be honest. What kid could
You've
sit through
already
this?
Warped them.
Have you not seen Pokemon? There's tons of bright colors. If a kid can sit through us broadcasting, because we do both through a website and because we're big time, we broadcast to a community cable station.
Just which like just, Power TV.
Yeah, which shows a bunch of, instead of Jenna Jameson in the seat, though, and a Gary puppet, it's just a bunch of community bulletins.
It's like, a bunch of suicide hotlines. Like, how's that not offensive?
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you have a pistol in your mouth right now, call 888-whatever.
But take it out, because you'll sound muffled if you don't.
And the number is literally 888-whatever. Nobody cares. You're just doing it for attention, fatty.
888, do it, 3 exclamation marks. I don't see what we do, honestly, again, that in the course of a normal person growing up is so disgusting. If a kid, if we are the first source for a kid learning about sex or touching yourself or whatever, I'm proud of that, man. Aren't you, Will? The kid's going to learn it sometime in the course of a normal adulthood.
Better not to go down this road.
Oh, exactly. I don't want to do the, oh God, who was the black chick that was Surgeon General for 5 seconds and wanted to teach whacking it in the schools, and they sacked her right quick?
Oh God. No
Elders.
Clue. Jocelyn Elders?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? That sounds like a name.
Works for me.
I was going to say cunnilingus rice.
You should not have said that. That is quite vulgar. I suppose it's a word. We didn't use it in any disgusting context.
It's Latin. It can't get classier than that.
I'm pissed that this person didn't come to me. We give, like, how many means of reaching us, and it shows they're just little cowards.
Cowards.
Cowards that want to go bitching to mommy that the little boy down the street was saying something dirty. You can email me in Papa's. Someone's calling. Someone's calling, but it's mom, tragically. Oh. You got my hopes up for a second, woman. What's up?
I'm sorry. I called to wish you on air happy birthday.
Thank you.
Many more. May your wishes come true.
Thank you.
And to say hi to both my sons, John and Will.
Yes.
And maybe the problem wasn't simply language. It could have been topics.
It was more topics than language.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I think, I've hinted at that. I mean, why don't you deal with the horrible sequestration, the way I cannot understand federal workers are sheepishly.
I don't understand a word you just said.
What, huh?
Nothing.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, I'll let you go.
All right. Love you, mommy dear.
Love you, too.
Sequestration?
Yeah, that's pretty much
code something to do with horses?
Sequestrian, exactly. No, they're going to probably cut her wages and, like, force her to take a day or two off a month and then just not pay them for it. Because
permanently or until these a-holes
probably permanently. See, that's vulgar, man.
Are you
to pull
serious?
A Kumia trick. Yeah.
That count? Jeez.
Yes. Getting your blood sucked out like that by the federal government for working a job for them, because it's easy to punish federal workers. They can't exactly do it to the private workforce, but you can sure as hell, if these guys are getting a paycheck from your pocket, it's really easy to legislate away a couple of days.
Stop spending so much money.
Yes.
How about we stop going to these bullish wars and wasting trillions?
Yes. There's so much evil in the world, but I'm glad that the ass who took the time to complain about me did that instead of contacting a congressman or a senator or a governor or the president or started a blog bitching about the world's evils. I am so glad that you took the time to fight me.
So it's just because they can't get a budget deal in place by March 1st.
Oh, my God. She really did Jedi you into this. I don't
know
what...
me off, man. That's disgusting.
I don't know what exactly is going on
These
in the
government. These people have ruined the national credit rating, and now they're going to, like, take money out of people's pockets because
pretty
these
much
asses
government
can't agree?
Vehicles we're going to have to start buying from Eastern's Motors. That's where we've gotten with this country. We are a crap debtor nation. We laugh at all the brown nations down south. They're on the way up.
Well, I just love how people are like, oh, this is the greatest country in the world. It's like, no, according to all indexes, we're like number 10 now.
Yes. Our people are dumb as hell. Our academic indexes.
Fat.
Yeah, I think Romania, Estonia, all the bad places. There's a bunch of stands beating us now. I'm sure Kazakhstan tops us.
Like a lot of the Nordic countries and stuff. They don't go to war.
Well, the Nordics have been ahead of us forever. Just anonymous sex with 5'11" blondes that are 115 pounds or however many kilograms they are over there.
Divided by
2.042. Math learned in the gym and from Sling and Yay.
Oh, well, I guess it's 2.2042 then.
Sounds right. Yeah, those countries have buried us forever. Like, we were on tops in this country in the 50s.
Post-World War II.
Yeah.
That's what gave us our little bump.
Back when women had those warhead bras that then made warhead boobs. Did you ever notice that? How, like,
it shaped them?
Yes, it's like binding Asian women's feet. Like, the bra comes off and the boob looks exactly like the bra. So back then, everyone had those friggin' pigskin cut in two chests. They were a little creepy.
I don't, yeah, maybe it has an impact. Sure, why not? If it's in there, like,
except if you're old playmate Cynthia Myers, then you're just the best thing ever.
Oh.
Yeah, kids listening, Google Cynthia Myers when your parents are away from the computer, though. But I guess that's happening a lot in your life because I have to go off the air. You're not being watched properly and raised properly, so they just delete me in case you would hear about me telling you to look up Cynthia Myers and enjoy yourself.
Is it Meyer or Myers?
Meyer, Myers, I don't know. She's
it's
great.
Russ Myers. I think she's Myers.
She was lovely.
Was she dead or is she just old?
She's just really old, so you speak of her in the past tense anyhow.
Like, still, she's still held up pretty well.
Well, they would put pictures. I don't know when Playboy started doing this and why I was still even looking at Playboy, but there was a time in the search for, I guess, extra material, they got wise, and they're like, dude, we've got how many months worth of old Playmates that we own the rights to all these pictures. Why the hell not? And so they would kind of show you the old spread and bless you.
Oh, sorry.
And then there was typically like a where are they now photo, and you kind of had to like avoid looking at that in the heat of the moment.
I was going to say, even at the conventions and stuff, she looks all right.
She looks okay, but it's like, do you want to look at Thanksgiving dinner on the table or like Thanksgiving dinner on the table of a haunted house where there's cobwebs and it's still the same turkey and stuffing, but it's shriveled with age?
Let me look her up right now.
You're going to punch her up? I mean, in the day, that was the best. Those proportions are comical.
Cynthia Meyer, 2012, or 2011, so maybe she is dead, because that's the only thing that came up.
Oh, no. Poor Cynthia.
Oh, God, she is dead.
Oh, no.
All right, 1950 to 2011.
Moment of silence.
61.
How long, really, could she have survived with those breasts? Do you realize how much blood pumping had to take place because of those things?
Zero?
It's like seeing a really tall person. There's just too much extra cardiovascular work for that pretty much same-sized heart. They're going to die early. I'm sure the same thing applied to those large breasts. God forbid I say anything
she
else.
She does have kind of that rocket shape going, huh?
Yes, but they're acceptable because they're stupidly huge. They had to build, like, a special coffin for that.
She's all right. I can't find, like, any of her. That's her face.
I really wish you hadn't shown me that.
I mean, she looks like she had some work done, but
I could have done without that. When you're like, I've got a photo of Cynthia Myers on the phone, and you flip it around, you know what I want to see. The famous one.
Okay, what about that? I mean, that was probably like early to mid-90s.
That one's okay. She looks like Buffy the Vampire Slayer's kid sister in that one. Obviously much older, but grown up.
This is one of the famous ones.
Please. Well,
same shot.
That's what I want to see.
What is she, like,
Armenian?
That'll
also be the sound I'll be making later today.
God, that is stupid. The fact that that occurred without plastic surgery.
Yeah, there's no other word for it. Stupid, ludicrous, maybe.
Oh, God, I just want to feed.
Okay, and we're going to keep it clean and stop you there. I want to know who bitched. I want to know who squealed. I'm not doing this for shtick. I really want you to call in. I feel we should profile them. Will, first of all, guy or girl?
I don't know.
Let's do this.
That's the world we live in. Just anonymity behind a keyboard. Like, all the flaming that goes on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Twitter. Like, if you're going to talk ish to a celebrity and someone has actually done something with their life instead of you, like, how about you at least upload a picture besides an egg on Twitter and write these things that go directly to this person's phone if they care to check them. Like, it's just so, I can't say nutless even. I don't even know. Or it's just the same thing on YouTube. Like, it's, I know, not, I'm going off on a tangent.
It's not even constructive. I think that's what pisses me off. It's, they believe they have a right to be heard even though they contribute nothing.
That and the fact that it's, okay, I'm offended by this, so it shouldn't exist. As opposed to, I'm offended by this, so I'm just going to steer clear of it.
By virtue of me doing this show, I do more than you. Understand that, you worthless turd of a being. People listen to me in this area. Guess what? They sign up for classes for you know, the radio production, and they put money into FCAC's coffers. Or maybe they hear the podcast, and they go, I want to do that. And they buy some microphones, or they go to their community station. I help money move, not saying a lot, but more than you, by trying to get me off the air, you chigger. Yes, I meant that with a C. Like a tick.
Huh?
It wasn't me being, you thought I was being
Chinese.
Funny. No. Like a chigger and a tick.
Oh.
Burrowing bloodsucker. You are
worthless. Wait, that's an actual word?
Yes, a chigger. Oh, I didn't make it up.
I thought it was a Chinese.
No. No. Well, that would be fun. You're thinking of Chunk for fat. No,
that's a fat Chinese wannabe.
There you go.
No, but I think the greatest example is, I mean, I'm sure you heard that story about that guy getting, like, gunned down on the L.A. Strip. Or not. God,
Vegas Strip.
Tired. Yeah, there's no L.A. Strip. Yeah, there's Hollywood Boulevard, whatever. Right, Vegas Strip. Anyway, like, one of the articles I was reading had, like, his rap name and the video name.
Yeah.
And I looked it up on YouTube, and it still didn't get, like, a lot of heat. It was maybe, like, around 50 grand hits, somewhere there.
Okay.
But just,
which,
I mean,
by the way, explain this. It was, like, I don't know much. It sounds very GTA-esque, though. Right in the middle of the strip, there was, what, like, two cars crashed? Someone got shot, and the cars burst into flame?
I don't know if they
which
both
I think
crashed.
Is very
no, I think
difficult for
the
a car
gunman
to do, honestly.
Got away. I think it was like a cartoon. They just shot it until his car like went up in flames, or maybe once
so
the driver
tried
was
to
shot.
Whack the rapper.
Yeah, even though he's a nobody.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe it was like a Sopranos thing.
Oh, where he
the guy
shot in the butt cheek.
Bobby Bacala shoot him for street cred.
Yeah, because 50 Cent was all the rage in those days.
But anyway,
that
like,
was a great storyline. And then he's complaining because Bobby shoots him in the ass. And he's like, that doesn't sound hard enough.
Oh, originally, what, he was supposed to shoot him in the thigh or something?
I don't really remember.
I thought he wanted to get shot in the ass. I thought he wanted to get shot in the ass and he ended up shooting him, like, in the spine or something.
That would be hilarious. More wheels of steel for him. No, he was, like, eating a fat burger or some crap like that. And then Bobby pulls up and it's like, yeah. Oh, yes! And he runs away and just gets one in the cheek. And I think he was bitching because he gets shot in the ass and he can't act hard.
Oh.
Because it just sounds like a joke.
No, but I kind of remember them having, like, the discussion about how, like, it was, like, the meaty part of the thigh or was the safest place to do it or something. I don't know.
I don't recall that. I recall Bobby's murder. The Blue Comet. All those people screaming on the train. I'll watch that scene over and over. But I don't know the details of that Vegas thing. I did find it slightly fascinating. Just because we've walked up and down the strip, so I know exactly what they're discussing geographically, where, like, it happened, what, in front of the Bellagio or...
No, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that. But yeah, basically, I think he was in a cab or something, and some black SUV, like, gunned him in the driver.
Tupac style. Same place Tupac was shot.
Yeah, except people actually knew who Tupac was.
Oh, it was huge.
And this was, I don't know.
I don't know how many rounds you have to put in a car before it actually explodes, though. Like, don't they make it so that's difficult?
Maybe, like, once the driver got shot, he crashed into, like, a parked car, and then that...
But even then...
It definitely was like a ball of fire.
It's not like the 70s, especially like just that lame 70s stunt where without fail, like a beater had to go off a cliff and then land and then immediately it cuts to a different shot where
O'Doyle
it explodes.
Rules.
Yeah, exactly like O'Doyle rules. Yeah,
at least they took the time to do that.
I just finished Death Wish 2. There was definitely someone driving off a cliff, their car exploding.
Is it Charles Bronson?
Yeah, it is so bad. Death Wish 2. Like, Death Wish is a questionable movie that I do enjoy watching, but it's kind of a piece of junk. Death Wish 2, there is singularly nothing. It's like, in the first one, Jeff Goldblum in one of his first TV roles and two other, like...
God. I can't even do it. Rich.
Oh, yeah, yeah. saying a lot of profanity that ONA play on the air to this day. They follow Bronson's wife and his daughter back to the apartment from a grocery store. They rape the daughter. She goes catatonic. They beat the wife. She dies.
Nice.
He hunts just criminals. Doesn't really gun for them. The whole concept of the movie, he walks around looking like he wants to get mugged. People confront him. He just pulls out a gun and shoots them. It's the most realistic
superhero movie
you're ever going to see.
So he just looks like a schlub?
He just walks around really bad areas at night in a nice trench coat, and people are like, give me your money, guy. And it's, you know, black guys and white guys, and they all, it's 70s slang. It's really horrible sounding. And he just pulls out a gun and shoots them.
Wow. Couldn't get away with that these days.
No, you couldn't. Part two comes
walking
out.
Walking around the ghetto intentionally trying to shoot. Ah, it fell asleep.
He goes to L.A. for part two. He's seeing a new woman. His broad is still a vegetable, his little girl.
Except this time he's only interested in killing
right, enough. Yes, he's taking on the entertainment industry.
West Hollywood for the
Oh, God. We go out. I had fun. I don't care. He goes there. Somehow he's mugged a second time. They get his home information again. Go home.
Wait, how do you get mugged if he's got a gun on him 24/7?
He's reformed. He stopped carrying the gun. He's trying to buy ice cream for his vegetable of a daughter who they've taken to a carnival, and she's just looking around like, nah, things are bright.
At least there's some continuity. Yeah. It's not like all better.
They steal the wallet. Oh, it's almost all better. I mean, it's this short of we've forgotten what happened in number one. They steal the wallet, take his address, go home to teach him a lesson, where they find his Mexican maid, Consuela. Roughly a 42-minute rape scene of Consuela.
Jesus.
I'm exaggerating. Each guy gets a realistic pop time. Like, everyone's in her about 90 seconds, 2 minutes.
And you see this?
Yes.
What's that movie where they, like, gang rape the chick on the pool table?
Oh, that's the very famous The Accused.
1, 2, 3, 4, plug that until it's sore.
I believe it was a ping pong, or not ping pong.
Pinball.
Pinball machine. What is causing that interference?
Your phone?
Who knows? Great equipment here. God bless magnetic shielding. Yeah, no more of that.
All right.
Could be causing it. Yeah, so the daughter gets re-abducted, re-raped, kills herself this time by impaling herself on a fence, and then he goes around killing people again.
Wow, that sounds uplifting. Feel-good movie of the year.
It's maybe the most depressing thing you're ever going to see.
Impales herself on what?
Jumps out of a window, impales herself on one of those Nazi, like, World War I spike helmets, you know, those fences that have that pattern. Jumps out of a window, lands right on that. They can't even...
Some guy wearing a Prussian army helmet.
No, she's
walking by.
Yeah, she's on his motorbike. She is busy getting raped in a catatonic state, snaps out of it long enough to run out of a window. They don't even give her the decency of
slatting. How's she catatonic if she can run?
She snaps out of it for about 8 seconds. She's like, wait a minute, I shouldn't be getting raped. Runs out the door, through the window, lands on one of these spikes. Doesn't even get to splat on the concrete, lands on one, they cut to her mouth going, blah, with the blood coming out, and then she's finally dead.
God. I guess it's so weird, actually, like,
one of the rapists this time, by the way, Lawrence Fishburne, or Larry Fishburne III, as he went by back then.
Okay.
A lot of famous rapists in the Death Wish movies.
How ironic.
Yes, if you get...
He rapes a little girl, then fast forward 20 years and...
the things that happened to his daughter.
I never saw it. She was hot, though. I'll give her that.
Oh, I've watched them all.
I mean, she looks like Morpheus.
She is a good-looking chick.
Fan of the White D, too.
Yeah. Filmed with her boyfriend.
So what happened? Like, she just apologized once she realized, like, her career, quote-unquote, wasn't going to take off, and
she needed
back in that Lawrence Fishburne money.
Definitely hasn't done adult film since, I'll put it that way. Ooh, we have a caller. I'm excited about this. Hear my excitement. Yellow caller.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Who's this?
It's John with Papa's Basement.
Hey, what's going on there, buddy?
Nothing. Doing my show, Tom.
Who's that guy you talking to?
My brother, Will.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Caps won.
Yes, they did. Ovi had a hat trick, Tom.
Yep. Ovechkin did a hat trick.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I will.
Bye. And that's how good a friend I am to people that need friends. Don't want to say anything offensive. I like Tom.
Celebrity caller.
I hope that whoever complained about me, their kid grows up to be just like Tom. And by that, I mean a host on this station. And a caller to my show. Well, Will.
Do you think it was some just fatty pig, fatty house row?
Yep. In my head, I picture a...
But shouldn't all of them be out on Saturday, like going to soccer meets or matches? Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know.
Games, perhaps?
I picture someone at home eating. Because that's what they love to do.
Gorging themselves like the guy in Seven.
Yes.
The bowl of spaghetti.
The spaghetti until their stomach ruptures.
Big bloated purple corpse.
Yeah. Yeah. Bringing it full circle. That's what I wish for their child. I was going to.
What's in the box?
I was also going to wish that their kid grew up very, very gay. Because I don't have a problem with that. But I'm sure the person who complained does. I have no issue with the gays, so I hope your kid grows up good and gay, loving it from the same gender. Contribute there, Will. Just kind of dragged on.
Well, just, again, I don't get why people are allowed to complain and kind of derail something with complete anonymity. To go back to that guy in Vegas, basically, like, I just checked out his video, mm-hmm. and it was horrible. But just to add insult to injury... You know, not only was this guy, like, murdered the day before, but people took the time to, like, dislike the ish out of his video. I'm pretty sure.
Why?
Exactly. Like, this guy just got killed. He was a parent. And it's like, all right, so not only did you just die in a fireball and get shot moments before.
Yeah.
So you're probably bleeding out and in pain while you were burned alive. But I'm going to click on the little thumbs down button, too. Because that's what I think.
Wow.
Exactly. It was like something like 100 thumbs up to like 675 thumbs down.
People have too much time and too much ease with which to bitch.
That's the thing. It's too much like voice with, again, zero accountability. I forget who was saying it. Someone on ONA. But it's like when someday, hopefully, like you can no longer log online and post on a message board or whatever. Or comment on something without using your real name, that's when all this gets knocked off.
I can't wait for that.
But the fact that we could have, like, Scooby Snacks 1, 2, 3.
I think it gets that knocked off, though, because then it's just a volume thing. It's still getting to be the mob. I mean, people...
No, if people can look up your name and, like, go to your Facebook and then all of a sudden, like, attack you for what you say, then you're going to think before you do it.
It'll help somewhat, but I think there is something of a mob mentality where it's like, I can hide behind a crowd.
Oh, like, I mean,
it's not just the anonymity.
People do it on Facebook, right?
It's very clan-esque. It's like, A, you're in a mob. B, identity hidden.
But, like, what amazed me is, like, when people do it on Facebook where it's like, okay, it has your name, a picture of you, and it links to you directly. When Obama got reelected, you know how, like, his Facebook page will put out a picture like of them hugging in the field or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, everyone comments on it. There's a ton of like, I hope that NB dies and stuff like that. It's just like,
oh yeah,
wow. You don't realize like, you know, your face and name are right next to that forever.
The Secret Service is looking into you.
Exactly. It's just like, oh God, I don't know. They got bigger balls than me. Cause like, I would not do that.
Again,
it's just like I don't see my battles
if I bitch.
I don't see the need to bitch at all. Like that a-hole who felt the need to tweet me after he came in here and I was nothing but nice to him.
Do you think he wasn't playing around?
I don't know. I don't care. Like, why do I need to know your opinion? Like, why do you think your opinion matters to me? It doesn't, okay? It does not. That's what drives me nuts. Like,
and that's
anytime
what
I don't like
this
something,
show distinguishes itself from that because we're content. You know what I mean? We've generated something. We aren't bitching. We might get on the show to bitch, but we've got a show.
It's also to make people laugh.
Yeah,
but it's like
we have a purpose.
You know, there's plenty of bands out there or celebrities who I think suck. I don't tweet Kim Kardashian saying, I hate you. I hope you die.
I will do that with Snooki. I had a 3-day phase where I made a list of like celebs I wanted to bash because I think they're dullards. But I do that because it gets Twitter reaction and gets you followers. Like, if it literally was for no purpose, I wouldn't do it.
So you're feeding off her scraps.
I knocked it off because it had stopped working. Like, one or two people are like, LOL. And then it's like 20, 30 people who are like, you're awful for saying this. How can you say this to Snooki? You know, like, I wish death on her and the kid and crap like that.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'll do what you're making fun of. But, again, it's for a purpose.
Was it even funny?
Yeah. It was all very witty. I'm going to toot my horn there. It wasn't.
What did you say?
I don't remember off the top of my head. A couple very, very clever things, though.
Wish death upon a baby.
I don't think it was actually death on the baby. Just her. Something like that. But it didn't generate any after the first one or two people. It might get one positive retweet and then 20 or 30 folks who really give a crap about this person. So even I knocked it off. And it wasn't so much accountability. It just didn't pay off.
It's just haterism.
Yeah. And again, I'll do it for a payoff. I'll even do it if it means more Twitter followers.
So you'll speed after Princess Di if it kills her just so you can get your 100 grand for the picture of her corpse.
At least it was something.
You're a leech.
You have to understand there's a difference between doing that and simply speeding after her to kill her and then going, eh.
No, like, it's the same thing. Like, it's just scumbaggery.
To me, there's a, like, if you had a purpose in mind, I at least understand the rationale behind it.
Yeah,
but that's the extent
is
of what
to
I've
get
done.
Pictures for I've, money for blogs and tabloids.
I've said awful things to Snooki 3 times and Jose Canseco. Sometimes I'll crap on Jose Canseco on Twitter. Again, I thought it
he
might
gutted
be away
Madonna and who else
in the good Madonna days too. Not when she has the veiny Skeletor hands.
What period was she exactly?
When she was,
if it was
good,
like 80s Madonna, that's not good either.
No,
it had to be like sex book, like tossing vanilla ice.
Yeah.
That era.
It was
Vogue?
I believe. It was, I think, like exactly Vogue.
That was hot.
That was the video I was thinking
I definitely
of.
Cranked out of. Yes. To that MTV performance where she's wearing like the Victoria dress and then lifts it up.
That's a good one. My last hot Madonna moment was her tongue kissing Britney and Christina. I did what you said to that.
Even that was kind of over the hill. I mean, she's still...
I didn't care, though, because it was like older lesbian seducing the younger lesbian, and I'm all for that.
She's like hot with the exception of those like velociraptor arms.
She's hot in context. Like,
she's still got a nice face and like a nice lower body.
Yeah. The things that I guess you can fight the sagging, either surgery-wise or yoga-wise.
Just have her give you an H. Joe like those over-the-elbow gloves.
God, like a dominatrix. Give you a milking.
Or like sateen, not even latex.
Yeah, it's a thing that to combat sagging after a while, you have to develop muscle. And so you...
But she's got no fat either.
Yes.
Like, you need some fat, collagen.
Yes, and that could be breaking down, too, with age. It honestly might not be an option. Like, if she tried to develop it,
it
the rest
sag.
Of her would become a wreck. Yeah.
Look like old lady arm.
It would just look like you poured chicken grease into a Ziploc. Like,
Betty White's chin.
Yes, like a bat wing hanging from her. Enough of that. Will, I got, like, actual questions to ask you. I know it's my birthday coming up, but your 30th is March 9th.
That's not true.
Oh, are we going older or younger or what?
Or are we just 22?
Oh, Jesus, right? You're like my ex in L.A. who I was like, what are you now, 33? And she's like, no, I'm turning 27. And I was like, oh, have you had a mental breakdown?
That's creepy. Really
kept up with it.
Anyone who actually believes that. As long as you look good, who cares?
They care out there. Like, you can look good for
32.
Okay,
well, her, because she's like applying for jobs. I mean, don't they check your driver's license every now and again?
They literally fired her off a set one time because she was like, I'm over 30.
Well, what was it for?
Like a commercial. It cost her $50. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? But
what does it matter if they like the way that she looks, though?
Because you can be good looking. I don't know. It's just an easy guideline.
If you thought she looked under 30, other people will think she looks under 30.
They might not, though. And then you get reamed out because you let the old girl on the set.
There's 20-year-olds who look like complete ass.
Yeah, and you eliminate them, but I guess the good-looking ones have to be under the certain age. Just policy, man. I don't know. I don't make it. All right, so you're not turning 30. But if you were, when I turned 30 2 years ago, I had a very nice surprise birthday where you brought friends to dinner.
Yes, and I was sick as a damn dog.
Yeah, it was very kind of you. And we wound up at Fridays, had a couple beers or some crap like that.
I wasn't there for that.
It was nice.
I was there for the dinner.
You, I don't think, really care to have anyone come out.
I have no friends.
Because Mom and I really are trying to plan things. Well, we thought about people from the band, but I don't know if you're particularly...
I like them. It's just like...
Would you want them at a birthday dinner?
Especially I wouldn't want a surprise party, period. That feels like I'm attending my own funeral.
Wow. Okay. That is one way to interpret it. The only thing I can come up
with... Like, if everyone I know is in one place, that means I've died.
You are in the pine box, and they're looking down at you.
Am I the only one who sees things that way? Like, I'm just attending my own wake at that point.
You know, it doesn't happen often enough where it's morbid to me.
To me is like, this was your life.
I see, when we had mine, it was just a bunch of friends that ate food, and then we made fun of Rich. You know, like, that doesn't seem a bad time to me. I enjoyed it.
But see, your friends, like, all kind of know each other. Like,
yes.
Mine would be like a hodgepodge of people who don't
know
each other.
Oh, your various circles.
Yeah, it's just... All sorts of lies would be found out.
Oh, okay.
Worlds colliding.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, I don't really have any guy friends like you.
I don't have a ton, but I have enough to fill a dinner table.
I don't.
But
you can't have
sex with them. You have a couple lasting
them,
women. Well, I guess you could. I don't.
Yeah. Therefore, they have no use to me.
I wouldn't go that far.
I've not really had a
Haven't
male friend.
Haven't you ever
friend.
Had to, like, move things?
Yeah. And last time I had you do it, you did a piss poor job.
You did an amazing job for someone who wasn't paid. You broke your bed.
You
kicked it in like a maniac.
No, you broke it when you threw it in the truck and you knocked that screw loose.
Whatever. Whatever. We're not going to debate that. I wanted to then kind of plan what I had in mind for your birthday after the dinner. We're taking you to a very fancy place.
This is a fancy restaurant.
This is a fancy 500 effing Deutschmarks, Bob, or... However much it was.
6 million?
Okay. Yeah. We're taking you out for that. Afterwards, I know you truly love strip clubs.
I don't even know if I want to do that.
You don't even, because I was going to call and plan ahead and see how much they could Chuck E. Cheese up the strip club for you, or like get you an open lap dance tab or anything like that.
Probably none.
Okay. All right. I wanted to,
They'll probably be like, oh, well, you can give them a hot seat for $75. I get spanked in public.
Well, that's the worst.
Humiliating.
Yeah, I don't see why people do that for the birthday.
Just drop Trout Deuce on the stage, like Cartman on Garrison's desk. All right, you want to pull my pants down? Let's see.
Or just leave the underwear off. It looks like you have a tail unfurling.
Oh, like when you light one of those snakes.
Yeah, exactly. The little ash snakes. Oh my god, it's the worst firework ever.
Terrible.
By the way, smoke bombs,
they don't
amazing.
Even work half the time, and when they do, they're no, still horrible.
They're still so underwhelming. But as an adult, last year I bought smoke bombs, treated myself to those on like July 5th, you know, when I was like three quarters off.
Buy and I want to get 27 free.
I probably shouldn't say this on air. I drove down the roads lighting them and lobbing them out, thinking it would be hilarious.
Like you're the That's like something the Cesar Romero Joker would do.
Lose the mobile. Horrible idea. Massive plumes of smoke on the middle of a road in traffic.
What road?
Up and down Stringfellow.
And like, what was bumper to bumper? So could you get away from it?
I mean, like, there was a car within 5 seconds driving through it, just mashing on their brakes, completely confused as to why a massive plume of purple smoke was on the road in front of them.
Like, how much smoke were we talking about? Like, Deathmobile, like, End of Animal
like,
House?
Like, could fill half of the studio. Like, more than enough
and, like,
to disorient
completely opaque?
You. Yes, more than enough to disorient you if you're
That's
driving.
Awesome.
I know. I was completely blown away by how great they were. It was like $2 for 30 of them or something.
Wow.
I haven't had
that
fun
means like
that in a year.
So you saw this and then you continued to do it.
I did it like two more times, yeah.
What is it like? It looks like one of those little odor eaters things you put in the shoe. That size?
It's literally... the size of like one of those fat cherries you get from Costco. Those mutant things that they breed Lord knows where.
Okay. And then what? Like, how long is the fuse?
You've got about 5 seconds before it goes off.
So it's like cherry stem length? Kind of?
Yes, exactly.
You, well, were there anywhere you would light it and then you toss it and then it just doesn't light? Like, it goes out?
No, they all went off.
Nice.
They all delivered their sweet payload.
Wow. Got to go buy a fireworks stand this year.
Oh, that was
the
amazing.
First time since I was seven.
That's how I felt. I was like, I've been missing out on some good things as an adult.
And I remember, that's like one of those details as a kid. Like, I remember going to those things with dad and stuff.
Yeah, I used to buy the little tanks.
Yeah.
That would fire off three times, and you're like, that.
And mom just treated everything like we're playing with plutonium. Like, stand back.
Well, it was stand back, and then, of course, like, water was doused on all the fireworks afterward because they had hidden reserves of flame inside.
Extra gunpowder in there.
Yeah. Can you imagine being dad and buying those and just being like, that is literally my paycheck going up in literal flames as these little retards light these things off?
You probably had fun. I mean, it's cheap, too. Like, I think you get a bunch of stuff for like
$20.
They're
cheap
bucks.
The fifth onward. Before that, they try to gouge the holy hell.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's like each tank is like $3 or
something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
You have to go there fifth, and then like the seventh is when it's really just like, take this. We don't want to store it.
Like, we're now spending more money to keep this
effing
stand up.
Exactly. If we could, we would just dump our contents and get this toad out of here.
Wow. Not a whole lot of businesses anymore that are made out of plywood. Like, how has that remained so old school? Like, even the Halloween shops, like, rent out a place in the mall.
How does that work? That blows my mind that they do that, man. Like, the overhead has to be rancid.
I guess, yeah. It costs you $50 to build your business. Like, and all you guess, I need you.
The fireworks stands are all some internet scam now. It's all, like, college kids that run these things. It used to be, like, good old boys and crap like that. I remember a bunch of rednecks.
Right.
Now it's without fail college kids. Like, there's something online where it's like, pay $2,000, make $10,000. And like five of these little jerk-offs will get their money together.
Why are we not doing this?
I mean, do you really want to sit there baking in one of those things?
It's, depending on the profit.
It's literally the back of a semi with just, you know, a little flap so you can open it and run business out of it. That's like what all those Mexicans die baking in.
Well, I haven't seen the semi-fireworks stand. I'm talking about like the one where it's just like wood boards.
I don't think they're wood boards anymore because they get robbed. They're all
I've
like metal. Really?
Yeah.
I think they kind of run them out of those metallic structures so at the end of the night you can lock up and no one's just going to steal all the sparklers that they could ever want.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention.
Well, back to what I was asking before.
Yeah.
Things that entertain you. What do you want to do strip club wise? You don't even know if you want to do that, because I was going to bring a couple of the trusty perverts from my circle, Tony and Rich.
I mean, if we go anywhere, I guess Paradise City.
I would like to do something for you, strip club wise.
All right, let's go. That's the only one I really like.
Okay, we can bring them, and then I will tell them to pay for a couple dances for you because it's your birthday.
Oh, how sweet.
There you go. And I'll chip in a couple hundred.
Oh, Jesus. It don't have to be that much.
It's fine. It's your 30th. It only happens once. Or whatever birthday you're pretending it is.
No. Unlike Psycho McCrazy Eyes, I will own up to my age. Because I only get better. And men age like fine wine, not curdled milk.
Yeah, it's great. All that happens when you get older is young chicks like make a joke or two about you being a dirty old man, and then they do you that much faster. It's awesome.
Well, I'm like in better shape now than I was when I was like 22 or anything. I think
I
look better.
And then I started living back at home and eating that slop.
That's death of anyone.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'll get back out of the house and clear up.
Like, I noticed, like, you could see my abs so much more better if I'm not there for like even just a day or two.
Yeah. It,
like the difference. Well,
I mean,
the fact that I have no food at my place, so when I'm by myself, I don't eat. Like yesterday, I had nothing. Like, I don't even have muscle milk at my place anymore. Like, I literally had water from the time I left mom's. I need to go to Costco.
I just went there again the other day. I'm trying to think of what delicious crap they had that was new.
I just want muscle milk.
I know I got tricked into buying their seaweed, which I thought could taste good. I don't know. I like it on the sides of sushi. It wasn't that, though.
Terrible.
It was just green, and it smells like death. And it kind of works as a snack for a bit because you pace yourself because it tastes awful. And then you're just like, why am I eating something awful? And you start eating chocolate.
Is it even healthy?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the entire box is, I think, 100 calories or something like that. It's green,
yeah,
right?
Paper is 100 calories, too. But I'm saying, like, is there any
paper's
nutritional
good roughage
benefit?
I'm sure there's something decent inside seaweed.
I mean, it's green, but is the fact that it's, like, dehydrated, does that take all the nutrients out?
Maybe. What you said about the color, that is how far I went with breaking down. Is
green
this
means good.
Green's good, exactly.
They got the same letter in front.
You could show me a green Slurpee, and I'd have to look twice to be like, maybe not. Maybe not what I should be having. Well, I had a couple bits planned for us that I think we can... Well, crap, the one won't work. I wanted to do Oscar picks. That's happening this Sunday.
Huh?
Oscars, 85th annual.
Movie?
Yeah, movies.
What was the other one that just happened?
Oh, was the Emmys? There's Golden Globes.
I think Academy there might be, Awards? Or is that the Oscars?
That's Oscars. The award's called the Oscar. It would be like if they called the Super Bowl the Lombardis.
Gotcha.
They need to actually fix that. I'm with you on that. It is slightly confusing. I wanted to do that, and I wanted to talk about what you think. I was going to list five facts about famous suicide, well, famous in death, I suppose, Mindy McCready. I was going to list five things from her life, and I wanted you to name her lowest point. But I guess we'll save that for hour two if you wanted to do that.
You're the birthday boy.
No, if you don't...
I can go without food for another week. It's fine. Don't feel bad.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. No. We're here. Why not? Did you book the studio?
I booked it. We can do it Wednesday, too. It doesn't matter to me.
Do it now.
Get it taken care of? All right. Well, then, let's
because
bring this one.
After Tuesday, I will do nothing for you for the next 364 days.
Sounds very, very true. Let's play the outro. Will, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
I always love it when you're here.
Are there any tissues anywhere in this building?
We will get them when we exit. You will probably have to blow your nose on either toilet paper, which I used, not the actual used toilet paper. We haven't hit that place yet. But a roll that's been in my hands while I made my business. Or paper towels. Take your pick.
That's TP is fine.
I would have gone paper towels. That is the wrong answer.
Ew, they have like the brown public school paper towels.
I can't stand touching toilet tissue to my face.
Why? It's softer than like recycled
it's
cardboard.
Something someone has held in their hands while they've still got whatever filth.
Oh, you mean the fact that it's like the same roll?
You've seen what people do to the bowls in that place. Do you know what their backsides must look like? Can you imagine what their wiping technique is? There's nothing sanitary there. You're going to get Ebola or E. coli or something putting that anywhere near your face.
I never even thought about that.
I just touched the roll and then scald my hands off for 30 seconds afterward if I have to do anything here.
I don't think like you, Mom. Like, I eat food out of the trash.
I do that, but I kind of have to rationalize it. I'm just like, I am going to die, but I'm also hungry. And
you
this
ever,
is a great-looking eclair.
You ever sit down at a table that hasn't been bussed? And, like, if there's a chicken finger that hasn't been touched?
If people weren't around, I'm always with company or there's someone else in a restaurant, I would do it without missing a beat.
See, everyone I know expects nothing from me, so they're not surprised by it.
Oh, no, I'd do it, too. Oh. Will, they want to get a hold of you. It's at Billy Basil on Twitter and at Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. One's the personal account, one is his band. They have an album out on iTunes. Please find that, buy it, tweet them that you bought it. So you can shut up about the show, never doing anything for him.
I still have seen nothing. Nada.
I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me on Twitter? It's at Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You're going to get an episode every Monday, every Thursday of this glorious ear candy that you just digested. Also, a bunch of my writing. Links to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Our iTunes subscription link. Please do subscribe to us and rate us positively, too. I should specify that. Until Thursday, then. This is the last you will hear of us. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.